What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Got a quick one for you today as the Dubs take on the Denver Nuggets tonight in the battle for the one seed. Draymond, Steph, and KD all fined for their comments regarding officiating. Fined a couple days late, if you ask me. I don't know, Kiki might have been on vacation or something, or consulting his wife like he did in Game 5 of the Finals in 2016. Anyways, all that's coming up next here on Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily Golden State Warriors podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Anytime you're looking for Locked On Warriors, man, go download the Himalaya app, the new podcasting app out there. You can find Locked On Warriors on Himalaya. You can find us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, just about everywhere. Tell your smart device to play Locked On Warriors. That'll get you going, but especially on the Himalaya podcast app. Dubs taking on the Nuggets tonight on TNT, national TV game. It looks like they finally got one right as far as these late season national TV games go, because we had the Cleveland Cavaliers and the Phoenix Suns last night as our NBA TV game. And look, I know things happen as far as what teams are going to be good or bad. I don't think anyone had the Cavs or the Suns being good teams, good enough to put on a primetime Monday night game. Anyways, there's my complaining about the bad basketball that was on last night. On to the good basketball that will be on tonight. The Dubs taking on the Nuggets. As I mentioned, it is a battle for the one seed. That's the main reason why this game is important. I mean, if the Dubs had a 5-game lead on the one seed, guys would be resting, you know, but they don't. So it is Dubs, Nuggets tonight. Dubs are 1 game ahead in the standings. And if they can get the win tonight, go up 2 games, that will also give them the tiebreaker against the Nuggets, because they will have gone 3-1 against them in the regular season. It would pretty much wrap up the one seed for the Dubs. As far as their schedule is concerned moving forward, after tonight, the Warriors take on the Lakers, the Cavs, the Clippers, the Pelicans, and the Grizzlies. Pretty soft schedule for the Warriors after tonight. So if they win tonight's game against the Nuggets, pretty much wraps it up. Even if they don't win against the Nuggets tonight, I still would be pretty confident in them getting the one seed because of who the Nuggets have left on their schedule after tonight's game. They have San Antonio, Portland again, Utah, and Minnesota. So it's not do or die for the Warriors tonight. Might be do or die for the Nuggets, but I'm sure they'd still like to get the win, especially after the last 2 games when they blew them out. I think there was a 31-point win and then like a 17-point win in there. They have been motivated to beat the Nuggets because they're the one team that, I mean, I don't know if they see a challenger so much. I mean, I don't think they do. But they just want to make sure that they know that that first win the Nuggets got against the Warriors, you know, the 1-point last-second win they got, was a fluke. And they're not on the Warriors' level. And we'll see if the Warriors are satisfied that they sent that message over the last 2 wins, or if they really want to show them tonight. Going into tonight's game, one of the things I'm looking for, Boogie, obviously, how he matches up against Jokic. It's one of the matchups that I'm pretty confident with Boogie defending him. Jokic can go out to the three-point line, but he doesn't do it as much as some other players. You know, Frank Kaminsky knocked down a couple shots against Boogie last game just because he can. He's a stretch five. And those are the types of players that give him the most trouble because he has to guard him on the perimeter, which is not Boogie's game. Jokic, not so much. Especially after, you know, Jokic got ejected from his last game. He's a little frustrated, I'm sure. Boogie, Draymond, everyone is going to be a little physical with him tonight because that's what set him off in his last game and actually got him ejected. And as I was talking about the three-point shot, he's a 31% three-point shooter, so he'll shoot him, but it shouldn't be where he spends most of the game. He's going to be on the block, and size-wise, girth-wise, him and Boogie match up pretty well. And something that was brought up by Anthony Slater, which is a good point with Boogie, like when he went up against Karl-Anthony Towns, Karl-Anthony Towns was getting buckets, but Boogie was getting him in foul trouble. You know, there's numerous sides to this game when it comes to DeMarcus Cousins. Yeah, it's his scoring. Yeah, it's his distributing. His defense can be a liability, but then on the other end, not only is he scoring, can he get the other big in foul trouble or just other players in general, which he absolutely can. He's the most physical player on the Warriors right now. And besides KD, when he really wants to, the most likely to get to the line, most able to get to the line. And so that's something to look for tonight. Plumlee might be a harder matchup for him. That's when you might see Kevon Looney get his minutes, what have you. I'm interested to see, will Quinn Cook continue to get minutes? I'm sure he will after his best performance of the year in the last game. And, you know, let's see if the three-point shooting continues. I'll ride that three-point shooting until it stops. Hopefully it's all throughout the playoffs. But we'll see. Alphonso McKinney, I'm sure he'll continue to get minutes. Jarebko is kind of the wild card. McKinney, Quinn Cook, we're starting to see them more consistently. Depending on how much we see them, yeah, that's always up in the air, but we are seeing them more consistently. Jarebko is the wild card as to whether he plays or not. I think we will, considering the size of the Denver front court and their depth. Obviously, Steph, Clay, how do they start? Are they forcing it to Clay? Is KD as passive as he has been? And I don't even know if passive is the right word, but just deferring, looking to create more. It's interesting. You know, when KD signed with the Warriors, everyone thought it was a great fit. And look, it is a great fit. They won two championships and are trying to win a third straight. But basically, people saw that he's unselfish. And that's why he would fit with the Warriors, which is true. He doesn't mind not being the leading scorer. He's fine sharing the ball, etc. He likes creating all these things. But one thing that we didn't factor in is how he is off the ball. And you'll see him off the ball a lot of times just kind of stagnant, just kind of standing there. Not a lot of back cuts, not a lot of movement. So that's where the fit wasn't perfect, I guess. And I think what we're starting to see with him playing this kind of passive game, or, you know, whatever you want to call it. Passive kind of has a negative connotation to it. A more cerebral game, I guess, looking to distribute more, looking to play a little, you know, KD point. Point KD, whatever you want to call it, is kind of where he's finding his fit within the offense, I think. And not that it was ever an awkward fit or anything, but I think this is where he's starting to find his fit as far as we're seeing a whole lot more movement than we have over the last, at least this season, maybe including last season too. Just the off-ball cutting, the coming off screens, the off-ball screens, the back screens, all that stuff. We're just seeing a lot more of it, a lot more creation. And I think that's part of it with KD, is he's starting to find a niche. Is that how you say it? In the Warriors offense. And as long as he knows that there's going to be times when he's going to need to take over and get buckets and picks those spots appropriately, it'll work out great. It'll all be good. Draymond, one thing to look for, he has 15 technicals, 14 or 15. I think he's got 14. So he's got one to play with, I think he said. Either way, even if I'm wrong and he has 15, the bottom line is he just needs to be careful. But then again, honestly, at this point in the season, him getting the one-game mandatory suspension for 16 tees, it would suck for him to lose the money, but it'd be a game off. You know, it wouldn't be the worst thing as far as him not playing, because I'm sure there's a time coming up where Steve Kerr is going to want to sit him for a game. So we'll see what happens. As far as we know, everyone is healthy and good to go tonight for this battle for the number one seed. So everyone check it out. Going to take a quick break, come back, talk about some news that came out about the Warriors today. And in my opinion, came about 3 or 4 days too late. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. You guys, Wyze is the new indoor camera that does it all. Wyze is packed with premium features that allow you to see everything from anywhere for only $20. 1080p full HD, images so clear you won't miss a thing. Night vision, two-way audio. There's too many to list. Wyze's mission is to bring amazing smart home products accessible to everyone. And they mean everyone. You can access Wyze from your phone from anywhere. Check on your home anytime with Wyze's app, live stream. Connect with life as it unfolds in sharp focus. You can live stream with 8x digital zoom. 8x digital zoom. You also get free rolling 14-day cloud storage. That's free for 14 days. I mean, come on, $20 a cam. You can do anything. Watching your kids destroy your home. Bird watching. Watching food simmer on the stove for a few hours while you got to run errands. I mean, that's the best part, man, is being able to leave your house while you're cooking or doing something that, okay, I'd have to sit at home for a while and wait. Like, you can watch your laundry on Wyze. Go out and do some things. Watching plants grow through time lapse. Watching contractors repave your driveway via time lapse. You want more? They got that too. For just $10 more, Wyze Campan gives you 360-degree coverage in under 3 seconds. Life moves fast. Your camera should too. 120-degree-per-second rotation speed. 360-degree horizontal range. 93-degree vertical range. Patrol your room with Pan Scan. Set the camera's patrol route with up to 4 custom waypoints. That's the best part. As you already know, this is where I need it. Boom. Hit that button. Waypoint. Track the action. Wyze Campan automatically detects tags and tracks motion within its field of view. Keeping up with life in real time has never been so easy. Of course, works with Alexa. Just like our podcast, it works with Alexa. Like I said, free rolling 14-day cloud storage. Works with your mobile phone from literally anywhere. Go to wyze.com/locked to get the guaranteed lowest price. What up, everybody? Welcome into Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. What's happening? The Dubs taking on the Nuggets tonight. Just went through that matchup. Things to look for, etc. And one thing that happened today that I was kind of surprised about, not surprised that it happened, but that it happened this late, was Draymond Green, Steph Curry, and Kevin Durant were all fined for their remarks regarding officiating, which I thought would happen. I mean, they knew what was coming. They knew that their remarks would get them fined, but it usually doesn't take this long for it to happen. It's usually before the next game. It's usually before, so what, they played the Wolves on Friday, and then the Hornets on Sunday. And usually that fine comes down before Sunday. And it didn't, which made me think maybe they're just saying whatever. Fine. You guys are, we'll leave it at this. You know, you guys vented your frustrations. We said that, you know, the last 2-minute report was correct. We stood by our officials. We also gave a bullshit made-up call called hot stove contact. We'll let you keep your money and we'll all move on. But apparently not. And the fines were kind of funny because Kevin Durant was fined $15,000 for public criticism of officiating. Steph was fined $25,000 for actions and public statements impugning the integrity of NBA officiating. Oh my God. And Draymond Green was fined $35,000 for making statements on social media, which impugned the integrity of NBA officiating. Ugh, just the wording there is so terrible. But the one I'm surprised about is Draymond got $35,000 for his post, which I don't know if we mentioned before. He went on social media late night and said, basically the tweets just said, TD was one tweet, and then the next tweet was MK. Pretty easy to decipher, if you want. TD, Tim Donaghy, the, you know, disgraced ref who gambled on NBA games. MK is, everyone's messed up his name. I think, is it Murat Kogut? The ref from the Wolves game. And very vague and also very deniable, you know. But good old Kiki Vanderway didn't see it that way and threw a $35,000 fine at Draymond Green. So, I don't know. That one was weird. I thought Draymond, he might argue it. He might go against it. Curry, 25, for his actions and public statements impugning the integrity of NBA officiating. Oh, my God. Just reading that just makes me the highfalutin language that they use as if the integrity of NBA officiating is so, like, Tim Donaghy happened. You know what I mean? Like, it happened, guys. So, I don't know. The integrity, maybe get off your high horse. But anyways, $25,000 for his actions. Like, the funny part is, during that whole thing, when Steph knocked down the three, and him and Andre are just straight up pointing and laughing in Kogut's face, like, they should have gotten teed up right there. So I think that's part of it. And then Durant, only 15 for his public criticism. He definitely had some things to say. So I'm kind of surprised he only got 15. And then also the other surprise is that Kerr got nothing. Kerr got absolutely nothing. Because he was pretty hot and definitely had some things to say as well. But whatever. It sucks to lose money. Even, look, regardless of how much money you make, you don't want to just throw away $35,000 or $25,000 or $15,000. So, tough loss, but oh well. Draymond's is the funniest to me. Just those little four letters cost him $35,000. Here's the thing, though. Refs are human, and as the entities that are supposed to be upholding the rules of the NBA, it sucks that they are human and things like, you know, little digs and ribs can affect them. So my hope is that there's still a good relationship between the Warriors and the officials and it doesn't get past, you know, this little incident here. But the Warriors got the bad end of every single situation when it came to this one. The hot stove contact call, which is ridiculous. I've never even heard of it. It was a dangerous play that, I mean, look, them acknowledging it in the two-minute report wouldn't have changed anything, but it should have been called on the court, should have been acknowledged in the two-minute report. It wasn't. The KD three that got waved off, the foul at the end of the game, the Warriors got the bad end of all of it, and then they vent their frustrations after the game, and then they get fined too. So they got the bad end of every single situation when it came to dealing with the officials. But hopefully it doesn't affect their relationship with officials moving forward. Anyways, going to take a quick break, come back, wrap this thing up for the day. This is Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network. What up, everybody? Welcome back to Locked On Warriors. I'm your host, Charles T. Hamilton. Just finished talking about the weird fine situation with the Dubs that they got fined a couple days late. It usually happens before the next game. Kiki was, I don't know, he's watching Game of Thrones or something, and didn't get to it till today. But whatever, it happens. Moving on to tonight's games and League Pass PX. Only four games tonight, not a great slate, but definitely some intrigue. I mean, I could find a reason to watch every single game. Denver Golden State is definitely the headliner. I try and stay away from that as one of the picks, but look, it's just hands down the best game tonight. So that'll be one of them. Houston Sacramento is interesting. You don't know if Sacramento is fully plugged in because they're out of the playoff race, but that has potential to be a good game. Atlanta San Antonio could be fun. Trae Young has been great to watch. And then Lakers OKC. And even though the games aren't incredibly intriguing, they do matter, though, for the standings. like I've been saying, and I'll continue to say it until the playoffs start, standings matter right now because OKC and San Antonio are tied for that 7-8 spot. You got San Antonio in the 7, OKC in the 8 with identical records. So at this moment, San Antonio has the tiebreaker. As far as Houston's concerned, they are tied with the Trailblazers for the 3 and 4 spot. Trailblazers are at the 3, Rockets are at the 4. So they play the Kings tonight. That will affect standings. San Antonio taking on Atlanta. That will affect standings. Oklahoma City taking on, I forget who they played, but that will affect standings. Warriors and Nuggets, that will affect standings and playoff matchups. So all worth keeping an eye on. Check out all those games. Check out the box scores at least. Check out the standings after tonight because these things are going to change damn near every night. Come back tomorrow for another episode of Locked On Warriors on the Locked On Podcast Network.
You can't climb a mountain if it's smooth, right? You got to go over the rough spots. Peace.
You are Locked On Warriors, your daily podcast on the Golden State Warriors. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Your team. Every day.